Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 8-Bit Show. I'm Frankie.
I'm Ashley.
And we got some exciting things to talk to you about.
Yeah.
It's been a few weeks. Much shorter if you're listening to these as they come out.
Yeah. It might be all on the same day.
It actually might. You want to start? You want me to start?
You can start.
Want to start with talking about our day? You got any extras? Our weeks, I should say.
Let's see. I saw Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous.
2049. It was good. It's long. So be prepared for that. Mm-hmm.
2.5 hours?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
But it was good. I liked it.
That's hefty.
We had initially planned on watching the first one beforehand, and we didn't do that.
I think it's on the Plex if you want to watch.
I have it. We just didn't have time to. So we just watched a YouTube that sums it up in 4 minutes.
Oh,
and I'm glad that I did because I did not remember any of that. So
I've only seen it once. And I know that there's a lot that I don't remember, but I know that I really liked it. So Is it, well, I guess if you don't remember a whole lot of it, I was going to ask, is it better or worse than the first one?
Because
I remember really, really liking the first one.
I would say it's about on par.
Okay.
It's good. Visually, it looks like better because HD and all that jazz. I won't spoil anything, but it's definitely worth seeing in the theater on the big screen if you get a chance.
Okay. I'm going to do that. I also need to get on the Thor Ragnarok.
Me too. I think that's what we're going to do Sunday.
Always on the Sunday.
We got stuff to do.
I know.
I told you the busy week threw it all off.
Yeah, I know. I'm not actually mad at you. I'm just sad at myself.
Well, you could still go Saturday.
I don't have friends.
You have a lot of friends. What are you talking about? I know. What else? What else? I feel like I watched a TV something.
Was it True Blood?
No, I actually haven't watched that in a while.
Rick and Morty?
Yeah, that's what it was. So we finished season 3. It might be my favorite season.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
It is good.
It's my favorite season.
It's a lot more depth to the characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And I got a file today for Rick Sanchez.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it actually, there's parts of that season that are like really, I think it was really deep.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's kind of a, I like it though, you know, for me, I like when characters have a weight to them. I mean, there are times that, you know, it's perfectly fine when they don't, but I think the way that the story's set up is, it definitely works better that way, so.
Yeah.
I mean, considering some of the implications just in the first season alone, it's like, yeah, it's funny that, you know, they pretty much wrecked their whole planet, turned everybody into monsters, and then just kind of split.
Mm.
But like, when you think about it, it's like that kind of shit like has effects on people. I like that they're exploring that out.
I think we're still trying to finish Battlestar.
I was just talking to Ben about that.
So Adrian could see the rest of it. So I think we're like halfway through the last season.
Yeah, so that's where I am. That's where I last left off.
Getting crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did eventually finish it, right? Or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I got all the way to the end. I had like 2 episodes left, and then I stopped watching it for like 2 years. Because I didn't want it to be over. And then I think that might have been the year we went to Ace, and Katie.
Oh, and Katie Sackhoff was there?
Yeah. So I was like, well, I guess I should just wrap it up. And then I was sad.
Yep. Yeah, I don't see the thing is I fully intended to get through to the end, and I don't know what happened. I just kind of stopped watching. Mm-hmm. But I think part of that too is I don't know if it was you that told me when I was explaining where it was, or if it was somebody else, and they're like, "Oh, you're right at the end there," and I was like, "Oh shit, really?" Like I didn't even realize I was on the last season because
yeah,
it's actually pretty short. Then you know, it's shorter than I thought it was. So
there are a lot of like spinoff
yeah
things though,
which that's the thing. I do want to finish it because I want to get to those.
And yeah, a lot of those I haven't seen. So mm-hmm.
One day,
although. I didn't realize until recently at that same Ace, there was
another Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Well, they're always there. Like they don't have jobs. That's all they do.
No. What's his name's a MMA fighter, right? I don't know if he actually fights anymore. I didn't even watch
Power Rangers. So I don't know. I just know that they're always at like all of the conventions. Yeah. One of them at least. The guy who played Crashdown in Battlestar.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So he was at Ace with her. He's in the booth right next to her. And I was like, eh, whatever. But he actually did the voice for Darth Maul in the Clone Wars and Rebels.
Really?
And I was like, well, that would have been a lot cooler. But those weren't out then, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what was her name? She was in, I think she was a main girl in It's All That. She's Josie and the Pussycats. Mm-hmm. You know, she does the voice for Tifa in pretty much all the Americanized Final Fantasy stuff. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think it was a few years back when, it was when Guardians of the Galaxy came out. And there's like the girl that plays Nebula, right? Mm-hmm. She kind of looks like her. And I was talking, I thought she did. I was talking to John.
Is Nebula the one that's Amy Pond from Doctor Who?
I don't know. I never found out who played her, but, I don't know who plays her because I was talking to John about it and he thought that it was her too. Mm-hmm. And so I went and looked it up, like what she'd had been in, and she wasn't in that, but I saw like, all of her, she like does tons of voice acting. Hmm. I guess that's pretty much what she's been doing since her career. I don't want to say like dropped off because she continued to do stuff.
Took a
twist. She just wasn't in front of a screen anymore. Or sorry, in front of a camera. So it's weird. It's always weird to find out like who those voice actors are that you had no idea, you know? Like,
okay, so this is going to bother me.
Yeah.
Which one is Nebula?
Nebula is Gamora's sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's Amy Pond.
Oh, it is Amy Pond? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Wow. Really?
I don't know her real name, but yeah. Also, I guess she shaved her head for that part and then made a wig out of her own hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was like, I guess that works.
That's interesting. Hmm. Did she donate it afterwards once her hair came back in?
I have no idea.
That's the real question.
No. She wears it on the weekends for fun. Go for a different style. When
she
does like
Throwback Thursday, she just puts on the wig. Oh, that'd be weird. So what else?
Let's see. I talked about beating Steamworld Dig, right?
I think so.
Oh no, was I at the end?
I can't remember. Talk about it again.
So I beat Steamworld Dig 2. And it was really fun. The end, like the last boss fight, kind of sucked. It was frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But
what was wrong
good.
With it?
Huh?
What was wrong with it?
It just got hectic. Like there's
too much
stuff flying around everywhere.
Actually, now that I think about
blocks,
it, I don't recall this, so I don't think you talked about this.
I was at the robot part last time, I think. Anyways, so. It was good. Mm-hmm. If they do a third one, which I hope they do, it will be set to be in space.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very excited.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest playing it. It was only like 15, 20 bucks.
Yeah. I still haven't turned on my Wii U.
So yeah, I started Pit Cross and I did a lot.
Yeah.
Of those, a lot of them. Because there's 15 per page, and I think 10 pages, and I think I have 2 pages left.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So.
Well, you are like a super fan. I think you're the biggest fan of that game that I know, so.
I think Star might be.
She's up there, but I think you're more so.
Maybe. It's fun. Mm-hmm. But some of them, like, the smaller they are, they don't make sense to me at all. Like, what the picture is. Mm-hmm. Because the picture is color, so it has, like, shading. But when you're doing it, it's just black and white.
Oh.
So they, like, get all jumbled. Mm-hmm. So I would do them all the way until, like, the last block to fill in. And then I would have Adrian guess what he thought it was. Mm-hmm. And he is, like, freakishly good at it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I'm like, maybe it's because you're further away. It's easier to see. But it's like a weird talent.
Do they have another weird video game talent? Oh, with music, right?
Movie soundtracks. Oh, yeah.
Movie soundtracks. That's what it is.
Yeah. He'll hear it once and then just be able to recognize them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then this weekend, I plan on getting some more Nintendo dollars so I could pick up that elephant game. Let's see. We're pretty close to the end of Borderlands.
Oh, really?
The pre-sequel. I think we're pretty close. Mm-hmm. I never actually beat it, so I'm not entirely sure, but it seems like we are. But Adrian doesn't like to do the side missions.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You were telling me that.
So,
why doesn't he needs to get into the side missions? Those are some of the best parts.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to spoil it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, maybe I'll just do my own.
Yeah.
But then we're still playing it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to get on that. Yeah, there's just some, in that one too, I think there's more atypical nerd culture references.
Yeah.
Especially in the side quest, because, but I think there's another Ninja Turtle reference. I don't know, there was a bunch of them, but there's one in particular that I thought is really good. I don't know if it's really a spoiler, but I'm not sure if you've heard about it, so I don't want to ruin that for you, but there's one, it's towards the end of the game, if I recall correctly, and it was just really, really good. It might have been part of the main story, but okay. I can't remember exactly, but it just filled my heart with joy.
How about you?
So me, let's see, I've actually been watching a lot of Gordon Ramsay's, what is it, Hotel Hell?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, I think the show was called Kitchen Hell.
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen. No, was it Hell's Kitchen? Is Hell's Kitchen the one where they have the contestants on?
I don't know.
I don't remember. There's two shows that he has. Not the one where there's a contestant, but where there's contestants, but where he goes to a restaurant and he kind of whips it into shape.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know what the different, like the names either of them are, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember. First off, the intro for the show is ridiculous. I can't get over it. It, like, they do some CG effects to his face and it doesn't quite look like him anymore. Or maybe it's just a shit ton of makeup. Ooh. I don't know what it is, but it's like,
I want to see this.
It's so awkward. And I mean, he's just in front of a green screen the entire time. So like, it just, every time I'm like, this just looks stupid. Like, but I super enjoy the content of the episodes. The seasons are only like 6 episodes. Mm-hmm. And I super love them. Like, I think one of the best parts of when he would go and fix up the kitchens, the restaurants, is that he would give out really, really good management advice. So what's really cool about this one is since it's a hotel that he's visiting in each one of these episodes, it's pretty much management advice that he's giving out. Like, he doesn't spend that long on the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I mean, he still spends some time because, you know, that's his thing, but yeah, the main thing is all the management advice he gives out, and Some of it's just absolutely gold. And I've actually looked up some of these places, and it appears that in from season one, there's a few of the restaurants that aren't in business anymore. But I think from season two on, all the businesses are they're still running. So
nice.
And I mean, these are restaurants where or hotels where they were they're like hundreds of thousands, if not over $1 million in debt.
Ew.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And so but what was really crazy is so last night I was watching one getting ready for bed, and it was like this this guy who had this hotel, I don't know for how long, you know, it was doing okay. And he's been in pretty much for his entire life, the hotel business. He even went to school for it and everything. And so what ends up happening is he got into like a car accident and like, it just, his legs are all fucked up. Not that bad. Like, he can barely walk. You're horrible.
You're the one laughing.
Yeah, like you're not. No, so he gets in this really bad accident. And I guess it's like he just kind of gives up because he was like bedridden for like 6 months, right? Mm-hmm. And his wife kind of tries to take over from there and like do everything. And his kids are trying to do as much as possible. And like, you know, usually, you know, Gordon Ramsay comes in and he's like, you know, pissed at everybody because nobody's pulling their weight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once he gets the full story, he's like, holy shit, it's not like these people aren't trying. They're all really trying. They're just like, they've just fallen into a slump
situation.
Yeah. And so like, he just gives them like so much stuff and helps them so much. And it was like, I don't know. It just like totally pulled at my heartstrings. I was like, oh damn, this is so good. Like
nice.
Super inspiring. So that was really cool. But yeah, so I've been watching a lot of that. Really, really good show. I highly suggest it if you're into that sort of stuff.
For cooking shows, which is kind of a mm-hmm. little bit different than that, I really dug Good Eats.
What's that?
So it's Alton Brown, and it's like kind of chemistry and science with cooking. So he explains like proteins and like how they work and like why doing things a certain way affects like what you're cooking and flavors and all of that.
That's really cool.
So it was a really cool show. And then they had like a game show or like a competition show, which was Chopped, I think. Mm-hmm. So they had like three different chefs and they'd have like a theme that they had to do mm-hmm. with like whatever they could put in their basket. So then
that's
he would
cool.
like explain stuff like while they're making their stuff about like the dish and like stuff. It was, yeah. Hmm.
So Chopped and what was the other one?
Good Eats.
Good Eats. I have to check those out. I do like cooking shows a lot. I'm a sucker for them. What else? I haven't really watched any movies. I don't think. Oh, I watched Arrival. Not The Arrival.
Wait, which one is that then?
The Arrival is the one from the 90s with Charlie Sheen.
Okay, that's not the one I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the new one.
Yeah, that's just Arrival. No, the.
So then, yes, my excitement was
appropriate. Not,
yes.
It was really good. I really, really liked it. It was really unexpected, which was really cool. So, yeah, I don't want to spoil that for anyone since it's still, I mean, it's like a year old, but still relatively new in the scheme of things. And I don't think it got a whole lot of coverage, actually.
Isn't that the one that came out for Jason's birthday last year?
Yes.
So yeah, it's like almost exactly a year old.
Yeah. Tomorrow. So yeah, so if you guys haven't seen that, check it out. It's an alien movie. It's, I guess you could say it's kind of in the vein of Contact.
It's not really action-y or...
Yeah, it's not aliens. It's...
It's no Independence Day.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's really cool.
I don't like her hands, though. They bother me.
Why?
Because she has, like, mannish
I did not notice
hands,
this.
Or, like, they look way older than what she is.
Huh.
And, like, I don't know. It's just very distracting for me, which is like a really weird particular thing to get caught up on because like it has nothing to do with anything.
No, I understand that. Sometimes you just notice something and you just can't take your eyes off it. You're just like, this should not be bothering me, but I'm still looking at it. Yep. I'll have to watch it again and see.
I think I first noticed it in the Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh. Jim also excited for Justice League. I think that's next week.
I think so.
The girl in my office just refers to it as the Aquaman movie because that's all she cares about. She's like, I don't care about the rest of them. Just Aquaman.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'm like, well, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. Is she a big Game of Thrones watcher?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't think she's seen like the other TV show that he does.
What other TV show does he do?
It's about woodsy guys. I don't know what the name of it is. I want to say it's on like AMC or something like that.
Woodsy guys?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
But. I know, it's a terrible explanation and you're going to look it up and be like, what?
Like, are they like forest rangers or?
No. They're just like fur trappers or like frontier guys.
Okay. Okay.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Woodsy guys. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. You can look it up later and be confused.
I'll do my best to see if I can find it so I could actually put it in the show notes.
Not called Woodsy Guys.
Yeah, I'll put that in parentheses.
Oh, I don't know why that made me think of that, but I watched Baby Driver.
Oh, how was that? It's the worst name ever. I hate it, but...
Yes. I feel like maybe I would have enjoyed it more had I not heard all the Kevin Spacey stuff before then. Because a lot of it seemed inappropriate then.
Oh, no.
But I thought it was a good movie. The soundtrack was pretty good. I felt like it was a weird reboot of Drive.
Oh, okay. See, that's what I was worried that it was going to be like.
It's different, but similar in some ways. Like, overall, the arc is kind of the same, but it was good.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
It has the guy from Mad Men. I don't know if you watched any of that. Who looks more like Negan than the guy that plays Negan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard that the music in... what's it called again?
Drive?
No,
Baby
not Drive.
Driver?
Baby Driver. There you go. It's really good. Is it true?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's an eclectic mix. A lot of older...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. I'll definitely check it out. I don't think I've really played much video games, honestly.
Just the Mario?
Yeah, just Mario. So we can dive into that. How far have you gotten? Because
I think we're on the third location.
Okay. Third planet.
Well, you're still on the same planet.
Third location.
Because aren't you just going to, like, different continents?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Yes.
This ain't Mario Galaxy.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
So I beat it.
Well,
ish.
To beat it, you only need, what, 150 stars? Or moons?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the minimum is. But yeah, it's not that.
It's like a third of the total. Because I want to say that there's like 900 or...
Yeah, there's 900.
Something like that. So yeah, you only need a very small portion of them to beat the game. And then you need like 350 or something to get the true ending.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is just bonus. And then you unlock a bunch of stuff after you beat the game.
Yeah. So given that, it's actually, I kind of just decided, all right, well, I'll just play through the levels as quickly as possible. Get to the next one. Just to beat it and kind of see what happens. And it's really interesting the way they do that. So I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. I think everybody will, even if you just go through it and not worry too much. Like, I still, this game is so good. Like, that being my intention, and I had to force myself to go on to the next stage pretty much every single time. Because it's just out of the corner of your eye. You're just always like, oh, what's that place? You know? Yeah. And it's like, oh, I got to go check that out, see what's over there, like, or whatever it may be. And you just get caught up into a whole new set of things. And it's amazing. So which was the stage that you're on? Do you remember? What's the theme, I guess?
Let's see. So the first one's the desert. The second one is the jungle. Then we were in...
You get a split there, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, we went to the jungle. And then I think we just started the city.
Oh, okay. Or...
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
I think so.
But yeah, we've, because it, like, on the top left, it shows you the minimum you need in order to move on to the next one. And for both of those two areas, we went well past that because we're just like, oh, let's go see over here. Let's go check out this, talk to this guy and see what's going on. So yeah, we just get sucked into roaming around. My favorite is the little onion guy with the stretchy legs. I really like him.
Oh, right. Those are really cool.
And the T-Rex is fun, too. But I really like how the fish, he just looks so dumb when he, like, he's, like, on the ground. He's just like, whoa.
And just flopping around.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Have you captured everything in every world so far?
No. I think there's still some in those two that we didn't get.
I know there's something in, like, the very first little area, the training zone, I guess you could say, where the T-Rex is. I think I'm missing one in there. And I have a feeling it has to be the key to one of the places where I know there has to be a moon. Because I, like, looked all around. And once I finally pulled up, you know, the list and I'm like, oh my God, I'm missing so many, but I've been everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I kept looking around and I noticed there's like a floating island. So I assume there has to be stuff in there. And
well, I know some of them don't unlock until you beat it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. I think I read that somewhere.
So it might be that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I plan to jump into it and see what it offers now. Yeah. And the way they set that all up is really cool. So...
I think one of my favorites so far has been you have to be a really tall stack of Goombas to reach this platform. And there's just a lady Goomba.
Just waiting.
Yeah.
Right. And I think you can even go up to her beforehand and she says something weird, like she's waiting for love or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a really nice move. They have a bunch of really cool stuff like that. Yeah, like even just like going through the 2-bit areas or 8-bit areas, I should say, 2D areas. There's tons of secrets in those. And I hate it when it's like it's really straightforward and there's not much to it because I'm just like scaring all over like, no, there has to be something
here. Yeah.
Because, yeah, they cram secrets in everywhere. And there's a lot of really cool references to the older Marios, obviously the 2-bit stuff. But there's some references to Mario 64. In the desert one, there's the bird that has one of the moons. Yeah, that thing pissed me off. So I didn't realize that it like literally flew around everywhere and there are multiple points where you can get to it. Because when I first saw it, I was on one of those really tall pillars, you know, that has like the invisible beams between it. So I saw it. And it was already going away from me, and I see it glowing, and I'm like, I know that fucker has a moon.
Yeah.
I know it. So I waited there until he came back. And then I don't remember what I did, but I managed to get my hat out to just reach him barely. And it was out over the not lava, but the poisony poison area.
Yeah.
And so I had one chance to get it and I made my jump and I miscalculated and I died and had to wait for him again.
Yep.
So yeah. And then later on in that stage, I'm over by the Oasis and he just comes by and he's all low to the ground. And I'm like, oh, you bastard.
Yeah.
So
like the first time I saw him, I didn't realize that he just went around there. So I was chasing after him. And he's just like, what are you doing? He just flies around in a circle. And I'm like, I don't know if he does. So I'm just like booking it after him. Yeah, that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really fast. Yeah, and I probably would have done that too, except I was already on top of this stupid pillar. And I was like, I'm not going to make it to see where he goes. I should have kept my eye on him. Because I'm sure you could probably see. His path, because you have a really far draw distance in that. Like, you can see pretty much the whole level from wherever you are. I mean, there's like, you know, obviously some of the characters get taken out. Some of the enemies you won't see from far distance, but it's really not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have even a bigger draw distance if you're holding it handheld. I'm not positive about that, but I assume... If that is true, it's just because it's rendering at a smaller screen.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller, what's it called? Resolution size.
And I'm having a lot of fun getting the outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have a ridiculous amount of amiibos, so we're testing all of them.
I actually haven't even used any of my amiibos.
To put little Waluigi overalls on him.
Oh, my God, really?
The Diddy Kong ones look gross. Because he just has these, like, bushy, hairy arms and legs.
That's really gross.
Yeah. But even, like, the ones you could buy in the game for the coins specific to each area.
Mm-hmm.
They have some cute ones.
Mm-hmm. I showed my mom him dressed up, you know, in the poncho and sombrero, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you dress up that way and you go into the little room and Mario plays the guitar, mm-hmm. Did you get that one? That moon?
I don't know.
Yeah, so there's you'll probably see them. There's, I think, pretty much in every stage. So just so you know, getting those costumes that you can buy, it does award you a moon for getting them. Because at least... What I've seen, I haven't found one in every single stage so far, but I assume there's one in every stage. There's a place, a door that'll have a lock on it, and just one of the random characters from that world hanging out in front, and they won't let you in until you dress up in one of the outfits for that world.
Okay.
And when you go in, it just gives you like a little scene or whatever, and then you get a moon. So there is a good reason to go and buy them. Again, it's nothing too bad. I assume everybody's looking for those stupid coins anyways.
Yeah.
Because it's just fun. So in the Sand World one, Mario plays this little Mexican tune with his guitar.
Nice.
So I showed that to my mom. She's like, oh, that's really cute. So, but she was looking at the game and she was like, wow, it's really colorful and really cool. And she's like, is this just a movie or is it a game? Like, but yeah. What else is there? There's so much to this game. That's just so, I mean, every world is gorgeous. I've heard a lot of people actually complaining about the Sand World, that things are really spread out. And I think that one is the most spread out of all the worlds.
But is that because it's more of like a tutorial area? Like, I know there was the actual tutorial area, but
yeah,
you're still getting used to like how everything works.
I think so, because as far as I can remember going through everything else, nothing seems as far away as in that one. There's a lot of empty space in that one. And maybe it's because more stuff will come in when, you know, you go through the second time. But yeah, I was... It did really remind me of some of the parts in Mario 64 in the desert where there's just nothing out there. And it was actually kind of a little disappointing because there's some areas in the desert where there literally isn't anything that I could see. So, but in all the other stages, it feels jam-packed. Yeah. There's hardly any place where it's just empty. So,
how many gold blooms would you give it out of 10 gold blooms?
I'd probably give it a 10. I did have a problem, and now I can't remember what it was with it. It was something really early on. Damn, I can't remember.
Do you like the bosses? Like the new gang?
They look silly, but...
Yeah, I don't... They feel very... Rabbit. Chuck E. Cheese? Or like Peter Piper Pizza? Animatronic mascot-y.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I don't really care for them as much as I like the Koopa Kids.
Yeah, no, they're definitely no Koopa Kids.
I mean, they're trying something new, so.
Yeah. Yeah, they're okay. I think I actually like, is she their mom? The one with the chain chomp?
I don't know.
I think, I can't remember if she said that or not. I have to look that up, but I think she's my favorite of them all. The way she gets all angry at you and like swipes at you while you like are in the chain chomp. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think out of all the weird rabbit characters, she's my favorite, but I don't know. They're all really easy, which is okay. I don't mind that. I don't know if people are having issues with how easy it is to get past them sometimes. I mean, there's been a few times that I have died on them, but it only takes a second try for me to usually beat them. Cause it's pretty straightforward, but it's a Mario game, you know, they've never really had difficult bosses. And I think it's actually, New Donk City is actually, cause there are bosses in there that aren't the rabbit things. Mm-hmm. And those ones are actually, I think, more difficult and provide the real challenge. And I think in New Dock City, that one's the most difficult one that I faced.
Okay.
Maybe it's just because I suck at aiming. But
Although I did like the one in the desert stage where the fists.
Oh, yeah. That one was really fun. Yeah, that one was really, really cool. When I went back to that area, too, there's moons that I see and I couldn't access it. And it just pissed me off. Now, that being said, the ending to Mario is one of the best in all of the Marios that I've ever played, if not the best.
Okay.
Yeah, it blew me away. I think it has a little bit of an emotional pull to it too. It has the most story out of any Mario ending. Mm-hmm. Usually it's, oh, you beat Bowser.
Save Yay. Peach, that's it.
Yeah. Even in some of the latest ones. Did you ever beat Mario RPG? Because I don't know what the ending to that was.
I did not.
Neither did I. I played very little of it, actually.
I think the ones that I played the most of was 64 and the Galaxies.
Yeah. So, yeah. It definitely has the most amount of story in it. So I think for anybody that really likes Mario, the ending is the total takeaway from it all.
Nice.
It's really cool. So
looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say. It's worth all your monies. Maybe not all your monies, but
it's worth what it costs.
Yes, definitely. And I'm really excited to play through it again-ish. So, yeah.
Nice, nice.
Anything else you want to add?
I'm still working through it, so I might have some more next week. Further impressions.
Have you guys tried two-player mode?
No, but it didn't seem...
like something you guys wanted to do?
I think someone just plays as the hat.
Yeah.
So it's like Galaxy was technically two player, but you're just collecting the star bits, which was not really that fun.
Well, I think you have a little bit more control over What's the name of the hat? Cappy?
Yeah.
I think so, but yeah, it didn't seem...
So we just take turns and it works out.
Yeah, that's what Wombat from Cheap Ass Gamer said that he was doing with his daughter. Mm-hmm. He was like, eh, it turned out to not be that great for her, even to be player number two, so we just take turns. So yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys have your own save file? Or are you just trading off one?
Just trading off. For most of our single player games,
so sweet.
What we do.
They share save files.
Depending on the game. Because Overwatch, I have my own.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Fallout, we each have our own.
Oh, really?
Well, because he played it on Xbox One. Mm. I played it on the PS4. And, well, I have it for like every system, but that's besides the point.
Yeah. You're going to get Doom?
I think so.
Did you play any Dooms ever? Mm-mm.
No, and I've actually been wanting to, because I got Wolfenstein The New Order a while back, and we started it. We played like a couple hours, but we didn't get very far. But we really wanted to play the new one. I'm like, well, we should go back and finish that one since they go together. So yeah. Our backlog is... We get caught up and then two sips back.
Yep. That's the way it goes. Cool.
Yeah. Mm. Are you excited for the Animal Crossing on your phone?
I am. Me I'm too. Really excited for that. I've heard it's a watered down version of it, but that's okay. That's kind of what I expected.
Yeah. I like that it's... Like the actual Animal Crossing games with the Happy Home Designer, combined, because Happy Home Designer was really underrated. Like, I don't think very many people bought it, but much fun.
I really wanted to get it. I just never did.
A nice, relaxing game.
Yeah. And that's kind of the way that I've always looked at Animal Crossing. Like, it doesn't stress you out really. Like, it shouldn't. I mean,
You're doing something very wrong if you're getting stressed out with that.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know anybody that does, but it's just, I don't know. It's just a nice, okay, I just want something to entertain me a little bit. Like, give me something to do that doesn't necessarily have, like, this, you know, very definite goal to it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's sometimes like the little mini goals of like, oh yeah, I want to build more to my house or whatever, but that's not, for the game itself, there's no real goal, you know, to make your citizens happy is pretty much it.
Yeah.
So I really like that. And, I'm looking forward to any of the social aspects that can come out of having it on a phone. And I really hope that they leverage that a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's what's exciting me the most about it at this point. And that comes out at the end of this month. I think is what they said.
Yeah, that's what they said. In late November.
Yeah. So.
Although I guess if you change, I think it only works with Apple phones. Have you changed your settings to Australia that you could get it early? Because I guess it was already out there.
Interesting.
But then I don't know, like, if that messes up your other settings or...
Yeah.
All of that jazz. But if you're really, like, you need it now...
You really, really want to, yeah. We'll see.
I can wait a couple of weeks.
I have an extra Android phone somewhere. See what I could do. I'll just wait. What else?
News?
That's all you this time.
Oh boy. No pressure.
None at all.
Ooh, I'm already nervous.
You should be.
So this one I actually had for last week. It's about GameStop is going to be offering an unlimited 6-month access to pre-owned games.
Wait, what does that mean?
So if you have the pro membership,
okay.
It's basically like a rental service. Mm-hmm. You pay $60 for a 6 month time span, and pre-owned games, you could trade them as much as you want.
Okay.
So, and there's like no restrictions to any of the pre-owned games as long as it's in a store. Like you can't do it through the website.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then at the end of the 6 months, you get to keep a game.
Hmm. Only a used game though, I would assume, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's really interesting.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty much what people do at GameStop anyways.
Well, I mean, it's a way to curb that, right? Like, it's a way for them to keep track of it.
Yeah, to play a game, and you could return it for whatever reason if it's pre-owned. Mm-hmm. So people would always come in towards the end of that and trade it in for something else.
Yeah.
I think
that's actually a really good move.
Yeah.
I mean, they get to make people happy, not make them feel like they're gaming the system.
Yeah.
Or they might actually be able to get more out of it because there's not that pressure that they have to return it within 30 days. So maybe people might take longer and not be swapping out all these games constantly. So
I could see it going both sides of the scale, mm-hmm. or they just forget about it entirely. And your 6 months is up, so you're stuck with the game you got, and you picked a game that only cost $5.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll definitely happen. And I think that's probably what they're hoping happens. Because I know with Gamefly, I mean, it was so easy to lose track of time having a rental out that you can have indefinitely, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's totally what they're banking on.
But it is good if you don't always have the money to play newer games.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you do get lucky and they'll get traded in a week or two after they come out. So you can pick those up and still play them and not feel pressured into only being able to have one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's cool, I mean, that's like what? Like $6-7 a month, essentially, is what you're paying for a rental service for one game.
$10 a month.
Huh?
$10
a month.
Well, if it's 6 months, then it's $60.
Oh, it's only 6 months. I thought it was for a year. Sorry. Okay.
So, but still.
For 6 months.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, the cost of one new game.
Mm-hmm.
So, that looks promising. Hopefully, they don't screw it up as GameStop is great at doing.
Yeah. Right.
So, if you played the Pokemon Sun and Moon, the Ultra version is coming out a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have 20 years of Pokemon villains. So it's going to have all of the villains joining together.
Oh.
The original Team Rocket, which is now Rainbow Rocket.
Rainbow Rocket.
Rainbow, not Red Rocket. It's entirely different.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
You don't want to see our faces.
No. So there's going to be the original boss. His name, Giovanni.
I don't remember. I've never beat any of them.
What the heck, Franklin?
I've expressed this before.
Beat it by next week.
Wait. Just one of them or all of them?
the original, red or blue.
Okay.
I'll settle for yellow.
Okay.
No. Red or blue.
No.
I immediately take it back.
That's not fair. That's the furthest that in any of them that I've gotten. It's on yellow, actually.
Yellow was good. Although it was really terrible for the first gym because you're electric and the first gym was rock.
Hmm. I don't remember.
It's been that long. Pikachu follows you around. That was its selling point.
Yep. That's what got me to get it.
So this one is not real news, but I found it very amusing that it was a new patch replaces Kevin Spacey in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare with Tom Hanks.
I heard about
this.
And
I want this to be real.
Is it not? It should be real.
I don't think it is.
Aww.
It's not. But I want it to be.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So I just thought that was funny.
Oh, man.
And a touching, very cute story. This guy sells a bunch of his super rare Yu-Gi-Oh cards to mm-hmm. fund his daughter's preschool and other child expenses.
Hmm.
So he had a bunch of, I guess, like the promo Blue Eyes White Dragon
mm-hmm.
That you only got at like special events and stuff. And some of them sell for like thousands of dollars.
Wow.
So he sold them so his daughter could go to preschool and have all the stuff that she needs.
Wow. That's awesome. I mean, sad, but it's also awesome.
Let's see.
I hope people are paying extra bucks to get it from him for that.
Do what?
I hope people are at least paying extra bucks to get it from him for
his
goal.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But either way, it sounded like he made a lot of money.
That's good.
So earlier this week, I don't know if you heard about the pyramid and the new discovery for the chamber.
The Chamber of Secrets.
Different Chamber of Secrets, I guess. But not entirely inaccurate.
You're not talking about some sort of sexual thing, are you?
I'm talking about Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was talking about too.
So I guess Assassin's Creed had already had that factored in.
What?
Not exact, like the exact layout, but
well, yeah, no, but
there was a popular theory that there was
Illuminati,
like with the ramps and all of the internal structures. So they already had additional chambers built into the game with the pyramid. So they're like, oh, well, here we go. We're one step ahead of the curve. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That is cool. I still think it's a conspiracy.
Probably.
Yeah.
The game does look gorgeous, though.
So it's so weird. I hear so many people bitching about the setting for the game. And it's like, what's wrong with Egypt? Like, it's this mystical place. And if you don't live in Egypt, it's pretty much a mystical land.
Why don't they like Egypt?
I don't know. So this is the thing. Wombat was actually talking about it. He was like, oh, it should be in Japan, you know, go back to feudal Japan. GPD was like, why? He's like, well, gamers are more interested in Japan. It's like, that might be true, but I mean, any place is just as good of a setting, honestly. And
yeah,
for kind of what their story is going for, it better fits for Egypt. Yeah. I don't know, but as soon as I saw that it was Egypt, I was like, damn it, I really need to find a way to get into these games because I want to play it. Like, it looks like it'll be really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's weird.
Maybe he's just racist. I mean, he's a Jew, so there's history there.
It's true. I never thought of that. Now I can't play this game.
But yeah, it looks amazing. I want to play it.
I feel like I had one more. Oh, okay. So this one has a bit of a backstory.
Yeah.
A while back on 9GAG, there was this really long post about this Twitter account, We Rate Dogs or something like that, where people send in pictures of their dogs and they rate them. And the thing is they always give the dogs like 10 out of 10 and usually more than 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And they just say like that they're good dogs. Mm-hmm. And this guy was like, I don't understand your system. Like, you just give them all like above 10s. Like, it doesn't even, why don't you just say cute dogs? So then people just started trolling him and the page was like, they're good dogs, Brent. Like, what's going on? Like, why don't you like them? So then people just started making like mugs and shirts, like, they're good dogs, Brent, and just like hazing this guy. So Sims 4 just came out with their pet expansion. Has cats and dogs. And it takes place in Brindleton Bay. So it's the town you're in. And they pay like a little homage to that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the families is Brent and Brant. And like for the description of one of their dogs is they're heckin' good dogs. So they just like all of these little descriptors hint like at this whole Twitter thing that happened that they're good dogs, Brent.
That's so cool.
And I thought that was very amusing.
Yeah. It's EA owns that exclusively now, right?
I believe so.
It's nice to see that they can still put in good little touches like that. Good times, good times.
Yeah, that made me laugh.
I need to find this Reddit post.
I have it saved on my phone.
Oh, do you?
I send it to Adrian periodically.
You should send that to me because that sounds amazing.
I will. So that's what I got.
Well, I got nothing, so.
I had one that was not video game related at all, but I still found it interesting.
What is it?
I like non sequiturs. That Jason from Friday the 13th and Evil Dead take place in the same universe. So Jason is a Deadite.
Huh.
Which I haven't seen very many of the Friday the 13th movies.
Yeah, neither have I.
But if he was a kid when he drowned and he's like an adult in the movies, like something had to have happened. Or then he's like a zombie in space and like all this ridiculous stuff, which they're cheesy movies, so whatever.
Yeah.
But I guess one of the directors for one of them was like, oh, well, my way of explaining it would be that his mom obviously used the Necronomicon to bring him back, and that's why he can't be killed. And
Also, too, I think I was reading that there was something where it was like, I want to say that they actually used the prop for the Necronomicon in, and I guess it might have been one of the Friday the 13th movies. Mm-hmm. So it's the exact same prop. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that, I don't know, I must have read this on some random post. And that's like the link that they have together where you could say, oh yeah, they're connected in that way. I think it was Friday the 13th. It was either Friday the 13th or, no, it had to have been. It wouldn't be Nightmare on Elm Street, I don't think.
Well, there you go. Cool.
I like that sort of stuff, though.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we call it a show?
Wrap it.
Yep. Grab it or rabbit?
Wrap it.
Bop it. Twist it.
No.
Okay.
No.
No. Just no.
No.
All right. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Yes.
And that's it.
Nope.
Get out. No, I'm kidding. You can listen to us at classicgamerbrain.com, as well as soon we should be having Game and Junk's podcast up on there too. I still have a bit of work to do on that. So yeah,
donate money so Frankie can quit his job and get everything working.
That would be nice.
And then donate more money so I can quit my job and do more things.
That would also be nice.
Yes. Yes,
do it. Do it live. We also have a Facebook.
Facebook.com/8bitshow.
We have a Twitter.
I blanked out. I don't know what that one is.
I don't remember either. We have our own personal Twitters.
Oh, those.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
Frankie1029 and Zambot with an X. Same for Instagram. See pictures of my dogs. Dog and cats. Just one dog.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, other than that, everybody have a good weekend and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya. It's time to jump.